الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight, honorable listeners, is the night of Rabi'ul Awwal, the 12th, 1441. So we see in this trip of ours, alhamdulillah, at various venues, we discuss Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ghazawatun Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam, the various battles in which the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in, and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a husband and father. Thereafter we discuss Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala ummatihi, the rights of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us, the ummah and followers. Tonight, honorable listeners, our topic is Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are unanimous on this issue, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise took place on a Monday, and it was at the time of Duha, in the morning, 9-10 o'clock or so, and it was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was the 11th year after the Hijrah. But what we're going to discuss today is, we take from Ramadan of the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously was fasting, but the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit for itikaf, 9 days, 10 days, depending on the moon and Eid al-Fitr. But in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made itikaf ishrina yawma, 10 days of Ramadan, and after that another 10 days as qada, because in one of the years prior to that, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat for itikaf, and the honorable wives and spouses said, we also going to sit. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, you all are taking so much place here of the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that they must go back to the homes, and he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, broke his itikaf as well, and therefore the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made qada of that itikaf in the 10th year of the Hijrah. That was during Shawwal. Now, when the month of Zulqa'dah started, the 10th year of the Hijrah, now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi and revelation. You have to go, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and perform your Hajj. So the news spread like wildfire, the Habib Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to perform Hajj. And from where and where people came, from the Arab Peninsula, because 99% of them embraced Islam already. And as they were leaving Medina Munawwara, it was Saturday Zuhr time. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, we're leaving now. and the people were ready from their first stop, Zul Hulayfa, Bir Ali. Bir Ali, Abar Ali, we are indebted to the people of Sudan, Ali, Dinari, Ad-Dafuri. Anybody here from South Sudan, this is a great honor for you. 104, 105 years ago, Ali Dafuri came and he was a sultan, he was a ruler, very, very influential person. He saw the paucity and shortage of water there at the Miqat Zul Hulayfa, and he made sure they dug up the wells and boreholes. The people were so happy, elated, excited, they even changed the name. They said Abar Ali, Bir Ali. It has nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And this is Ali Dafuri from Sudan. That's 105 years ago approximately. Nevertheless, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam spent the night there. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba were there. And then the next day, that is now Sunday after Zuhr, everybody in ihram. Can you imagine thousands of sahaba, male, female, adults and children? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and his beloved wife Asma binti Umais. His daughter's name was Asma, Asma binti Abi Bakr. She passed away when she was 100 years old, buried there in Makkah Mukarrama. His wife is Asma binti Umais, so both are Asma. Asma means to be exalted. Nevertheless, Asma radiallahu anha gave birth to Muhammad bin Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, there at Zul Hulayfa at Bir Ali. So she even asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're supposed to take a bath, but I am in my nifas, my postnatal, what should I do? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you take a bath for your personal hygiene, but your nifas will still continue. So look at the incidents taking place and the people are learning daily something. It is the 4th of Zilhijjah and this is the 10th year of the Hijrah. Lo and behold, when you come from Jeddah, when you come from Medina Munawwara nowadays, you will see a board showing there that is Hudaybiyah, but now no more it is showing Hudaybiyah. The name has been changed now. So anyway, there our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so there her napaki started. Islam is teaching the ladies a lesson for humanity and posterity. So what must I do? So Nabi alayhi salatu salam told her that you cannot perform tawaf and so forth, you wait. So all this happened. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 8th of Zil Hijjah went to Mina, Arafat. Arafat was on a Friday and the memorable khutbah was delivered. 124,000 sahaba, male, female, assemble on the plains of Arafat. And the greatest constitution, the Quran Sharif, was also reaching completion. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum was revealed. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received in Ayyamut Tashriq. Ayyamut Tashriq is the 11th, the 12th, the 13th of Zil Hijjah. There Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation of Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. Almighty Allah is giving a subtle suggestion and sign to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are witnessing with your own eyes. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. The people are entering into the fold of Islam in droves and droves in big, big groups. So what must you do? You are ma'asum. You are the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. But set the precedent for humanity and posterity. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi. Read Astaghfirullah. Those of us now, I myself, we are in our 60s, 70s, 80s. Baji say, I'm old, but I'm not cold. He's still checking around. So you must remember that our one leg is in the grave. We should be reading Subhanallah bihamdihi abundantly. We should be reading Istighfar abundantly. That is a command to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entered on the 4th and remember now returning and going back on the 14th. Lo and behold, when they entered, so we find that Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, her napaki started. Tawaf is ziyarat, tawaful ifada is performed. Tawaful ziyarat is the Hanafi terminology, tawaful ifada is the Shafi terminology. And we see all of them had performed. Now the time for tawaful wida. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha states, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my hayz mein napaki started. The Master alayhi salam confirmed with her, did you perform tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara? She said yes. So idhan fanfiri, so no problem. So tawaful wida is saqit, is waved off from a lady who is in a napaki. Everything documented. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha comes and cries. Ma yukiki ya Aisha, now why you crying? Oh Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these co-wives, they perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. You know the circumstances. And now among the women, there will be certain talk and so forth. So Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the night of the 14th. When you go for Hajj, the Umrah season opens again from the 14th. Because 13th is the last day of Tashriq. So the night of the 14th, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, you go with your brother Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman radiallahu an. Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, father's name is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Mother's name is Umme Ruman. They are Akhun Shakik and Ukhtun Shakik, full brother, full sister. Both of them, they share the same parents. Asma radiallahu anha is the sister of Hazrat Aisha, but her mother is somebody else. So you find all these type of things going on. Nevertheless, she goes with Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu, and at Tan'im, you all know Tan'im, and there they made intention, performed the Umrah as well. After that, the Tawaful Wida, and on the 14th is the departure. Hajj is finished. It's called Hajjatul Wida. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam bid farewell to the Sahaba. La alli la arakum ba'da ami hada. Perhaps I will not see you after this year. And therefore Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his Mubarak index finger towards the skies and the heavens. Ala hal ballaghtu. Have I conveyed the message? Have I conveyed the message? They all said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma ashhad, Allahumma ashhad. Ya Allah, you bear testimony. We will tell you whatever is authentic. We need to be transparent. There is no need for us to hide anything. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba are departing. Those who came from different countries were going also towards their different countries. It is the 18th of Zilhijjah. Listen carefully. It is the 18th of Zulhijjah. There was an argument between Buraida radiallahu an and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. What the argument was, a long story. This Buraida radiallahu anhu's incident is very, very unique. We go back, this is after Hajj now. We go back on the occasion of Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu are going towards Madinah Munawwara. Buraida radiallahu ta'ala anhu and 70-80 people are waiting. And initially they wanted to, Allah forbid, that attack Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what's your name? He said, Buraida. He said, Barad al-Amr. The matter is now calm. You don't have to be agitated. He said, from which tribe you come? He said, Sulami. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salimna, you are safe, we are safe. So that already is melting his heart. That tribe of yours, Sulami, comes from which tribe? So he said, we come from the Suhaim tribe, Siham. So he said, Kharaja Sahmuk. That your number has come. It's time for you, Buraida. Embrace Islam. Lo and behold, he looks at the countenance of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is whilst traveling to Madinah Munawwara on the occasion of the Hijrah, and he recites the Kalima. 80 people with him, subhanallah, they embrace Islam, they become Muhajireen, they migrate to Madinah Munawwara. So these are not ordinary mortals like me and you, but there was an argument. So anyway, the matter reached Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember, they stopped at the place there at Ghadir-e-Khum. So Ghadir-e-Khum was a place where there is water, and there Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 18th of Zilhijjah, the 10th year after the Hijrah, took Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's hand and said, "Man kuntum mawlahu fa aliyun mawla," is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Who loves Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu loves me. Who is the friend of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is my friend. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is a son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan, the nikah was performed of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And now, because of this argument, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So the matter was sorted out. Now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba came back to Medina Munawwara. The 11th year of the Hijrah starts. Everything is intertwined and interlinked, brothers. It is in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu an, Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, and said, "Each one of you must be the leader and you carry the flag and the banner of Islam in Mu'ta, in Jordan." And there all three of them became shaheed and shuhada. And this happened in the month of Jumad al-Ula in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Usama radiallahu an is the son of Zaid bin Haritha. It is the month of Muharram, then Safar. In Safar, some ulama wrote Muharram, so some wrote Safar. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Usama, he was 18, 19 years old. Hibbu ibn Hibbi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father is beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zaid was very fair in complexion. Usama was dark in complexion. His mother was Baraka Umm Ayman, the African lady. See how all of them beloved. She is the lady who carried Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the demise of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother there in Abwa when they were returning from Medina to Munawwara. See the African contribution. So anyway, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose this young person, less than 20 years old. You go to Balqa. Balqa is in Palestine, Palestine. And your father became shaheed in that part of the world, in Bilad al-Sham, in Jordan. You go there. This was Akhiru Jayshin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last army that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. Lo and behold, they left. And then the news reached them that the condition of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not well and condition is deteriorating. This is the month of Safar. And we're speaking about the 11th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end of Safar went to Baqi. You know the masjid is here. Baqi is there nearby. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a janaza and said, wa ra'asa, my head is paining. I have a terrible headache. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, duk suk me saath hona. That when you are happy, husband, wife, both are happy. And if you are sad and worried and sick, then both become sick. So as the most beloved wife to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, she said, I also was not feeling well. Nevertheless, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Uhud to bid farewell to them. Oh, you shuhadai Uhud, I come here today to bid farewell to you. And lana, we will be lalahiqoon, very soon we will be joining you. The last week of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hayat-e-tayyibah, hayat-e-mubarakah on this temporary earth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's health is not so well, condition deteriorating. And the sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, head mubarak, a bandage is put, asibun bi ra'sihi. One side, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, One side Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu an, sometimes Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, the master of alayhi salatu salam, to come to the masjid, places one hand on Sayyidina Ali, one hand on Fadl bin Abbas, and then goes, remember, to read and perform the salat. But the condition is getting worse. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam the last Wednesday said, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where am I tomorrow? Where am I tomorrow? The honorable spouses, the wives, they were 9 at that time. So we must remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam had 11 wives. And 2 passed away in the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and Sayyida, remember, Zainab radiallahu anha, Zainab bint Khuzayma. So these 2 honorable wives passed away in the lifetime of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now we see 9 are left. Mashura was held. And they all knew that the real desire, ardent desire of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take me to the house of Aisha. Siddiqatu bint Siddiq. How he loved Aisha. How he loved the father of Aisha. So therefore we call one Siddiqa. Allah Jalla wa Ala in Surah 24, Surah Nur, reveals 16 verses to exonerate Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. From Surah 24, Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26 were revealed for our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. How Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Thani Athnain, the father of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. Surah 9 verse 40, Almighty Allah speaks of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Nobody can dispute that. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is settled in the house, in the room Mubarak. Surah 49, Suratul Hujurat, the rooms, the apartments, this refers to the honorable houses of the wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I live in a house, you live in a home, your home is smarter than mine, double story, triple story, and you got all your gadgets. Fact remain is a house. Our houses, you know what goes on there. There you got one TV, there you got another one, there one got the iPad, the other one got the iPod, the other one got the iPad, and the father say, I paid for everything. So anyway, all that goes on. What was happening in these houses? Oh Ummah, oh Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what was happening in these houses? Surah 33, verse 34. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah Jalla Wala's Quran Sharif was being revealed in their homes, in their houses. Such Mubarak houses. So anyway, we must remember, so she came, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then the Thursday. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif in 7 places. We must never ever try and distort the truth. What is the truth we must speak? So you must remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is known as Hadithul Qirtas. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring paper and pen and I will dictate to you, and لَن تَذِلُّ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Then you will never ever go astray. However, Sahaba were there, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was there, other Sahaba. They said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so ill and so sick. Why must we give this takleef to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This happened on Thursday during the day. And hasbuna kitabullah, Allah's kitab is there. So certain sahaba said, no, we must have the pen and paper. Others said no. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, kumu anni, go away. And then at night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the instruction. What is the instruction? Open Bukhari Sharif. The master alayhi salatu salam said, muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he must make imamat, he must stand on my musalla. This is Thursday, Isha time. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father is raqiq al-qalb. He is very tender at heart. He will stand on your musalla, he will weep and cry, and he might not manage. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. You go tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq must perform the imamat. Then the Siddiq Hazrat Aisha and them, looking at maybe her father will feel very, very difficult. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. How the women gave the wrong mashura and advice to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. You want to give me wrong advice? So now they knew they must. So remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, son, his name is the second of the two. Second of the two in the cave. Second of the two when they entered Madinah Munawwara. Second of the two on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salam for 17 salat. Isha salat Thursday night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5, 5, 5. So that's 16 with the Isha. And on the Monday, the Fajr Salat. That is the distinction of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thani Asnain, Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person in the world will ever get. Some people try and tell us that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an at Ghadir-e-Khum and said, Man kuntum maulahu fa aliyun maula. So therefore Sayyidina Ali is supposed to be the Khalifa. But why don't you look at the chronological table and the sequence of events? If Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted Sayyidina Ali to be the successor, then why did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not appoint him for one single salat? So we need to understand, there's no need to be apologetic. Whatever is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Quran Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, authentic ahadith. So remember, no one can dispute that. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition now is deteriorating. Saturday comes, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is giving advices. أَخْرِجُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. This is the cradle of Islam. No Jew, no Christian must be held here. You, my Sahaba, when the guests come, then you must treat them with utmost reverence and respect and hospitality. أَجِيزُوا الْوُفُودِ. Just now our Maulana Randeri was speaking. See, I was there when my father passed away. I was there when my mother passed away. Who are our father, mother? They ordinary mortals. So remember, they give you some advice. They say, Ba, they'll say, Beta, this is my final advice to you. How much importance we will attach to that wasiya, that final advice, that final nasiha. It was my father's last wish. Manjo pe jo arman wo. Manjo pe jo arman wo. This was the wish of my father. How much wish? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bukhari Sharif. As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Karrarahu miraran. Go open Bukhari Sharif. The master alayhi salatu salam said, O ummah, that you say that you are Muslim, you say that we are lovers of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So regarding the hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah, make sure you don't miss your salat. Why is salat called salat? Me and Maulana Randeri, we family. We're not family, I'm just example. So we now make silatul rahim. Silatul rahim is family ties. So salat is called salat, as-sila bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. The only way you can link and connect yourself with the special mercy of Allah is with salat. There's no other way, my brothers. Last week, this time we were in the plane. We were coming back from Madinah Munawwara. So mashallah, that's why I'm no political person, I don't belong to any party, nothing. But one thing I'll tell you, I love to travel with Emirates. Why? For one reason only, they allow us to read Salat standing. You know, all these other allies, they give a lot of stories. And we tell them we want to read, they say, yes, 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 come. And they'll arrange everything for us. And mashallah, they'll show you the Qibla. And now they got new gadget. They'll tell you how much time is left for every Salat also on the big screen. Yeah, now they got all that gadgets there. So mashallah, that's why we travel with them. So we just read Salat and the people are looking at us and this type of thing. But no one will say one word. So we must show on the land, on the sand, whether we're on the train or on the plane, it's Salat time, I have my appointment with Almighty Allah Jalla. That is what Islam is teaching us. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ And over whom you have authority. We are sitting here 100 men or more. So my brothers, how many of us, if we go to our wives and ask them, my darling, my sweet pie, my honey, call her what, my poppy, call her whatever you want. Tell me, are you really happy with me? You will see what your wife's reaction is. In Nitya Narni. She will say, that I have to think about. And if she says, honey, give me some money to panjo huzu tutivana. Then when we say that, she says that, give me some money, then we also want to make istikhara and all this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this the barometer. People can praise us or criticize us, that is irrespective, irrelevant. In Islam, the criteria is this, according to Quran Sharif, Surah 4, verse 19, and the authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, which I'll mention now. When our wives are happy with us, our children are pleased with us, not because of haram, but because of Islam and whatever we are doing. So we brought about unity in the rank and file of this ummah. We made ourselves better Muslims and ambassadors. We made them better Muslims and ambassadors. Then that is the barometer by Allah Jalla wa Ala, that you are loved by Allah, you are loved by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise today, the status quo is, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. Just now is December. You know Durban. You go outside here, Avondale. Allah give this whole capital group here, our Ahmed Batahir, Muhammad Hussein, our Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah give them tawfiq, they can, all the obstacles, Allah remove it and make this place a masjid. You can see all the problems with the parking and all that. So my brothers, in life, when you have obstacles, what you going to read? Every name of Allah has a positive impact. You have obstacles in life, read. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Fatah, open. Ya Allah, you open all the doors and remove the impediments and obstacles. You want money, you want property, you want to go here and there. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah for the greatest kingdom. Surah 38 verse 35. Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, give me such a kingdom, you're not going to give anybody after me. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا Allah gave him the hadith in Sunan Nasai. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Speak to Allah and say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. See, my brother, everything is there. So here we see that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is showing us what is the barometer, the criteria. So we are sanctimonious, December will come, all hell will break loose. The Kala who's in Parda and Nikab, she's also in the Indian Ocean. Say, Kala, who tell you? Kala say, I also go for a dip. And the husband say, I'm busy paying the girls there a dip. So wife is dip and husband is dip. And Allah alone knows what other mess will get on. See, brother. This is all the chakkar we go involved. Mustafa, who is reporting the hadith? Wa'a, first Quranic ayat. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat your wives with love, with respect, with honor. How you want your son-in-law and your jamai to treat your daughter. Treat your wife better than your son-in-law treats your beloved daughter. Then we have passed the test. Second one. Siddiqa bint Siddiqa that Aisha radiallahu anha states, خيركم خيركم لأهليكم. The best of you of the best of you are those who are good to your wives and children. Today we are very, very, you know, pious, and we put on a show and the garb of piety in front of people. But when we are alone with our wives, with our children, then is another story. That's Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk, the shaitan used to see him, used to take U-turn and run away. That was the robe of Sayyidina Umar. Go study Sirat Umar, Akhbar Umar, Allama Tantawi wrote, إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ كَانَ كَالصَّبِيحِ. When he is to enter his house, he is to be like a child with his wives and children, joking with them, light-hearted with them, pleasing them. So that is Islam, my brothers. To show we love to smile with other people's wives, but we don't smile with our own wife. How's that? You know in the plane, you know what happens in the plane. That lady will be walking past, we don't need anything. Say, madam. What? Say, bring one juice. Then we ought to make bring one this. We don't need, but the man was passing, we could say, no, I hurry lage. This one looks smart. So let me start the conversation. So that is our shaitan yet. Remember this. So anyway, brothers, you must remember all these things. Allah knows what we are doing. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. So now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the last stages, teaching humanity and addressing humanity with the lessons of importance for all time, all places and circumstances. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. How do we interact with our wives? How do we interact with our children, grandchildren? How do we interact with our staff? How do non-Muslim staff? How we interact with them? How do we interact, remember, with our students? So all this is Islam. These people want to come teach us about human rights and all that now. Islam taught us human rights more than 1400 years ago. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Hajjatul Wida on the Maidan and plains of Arafat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقِّدْ حَقَّى. Indeed, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has blessed every person who's eligible to rights. Allah has given them rights. Today, everywhere in the world you go, there's mayhem, chaos and so forth. Why? They want to impose upon us a secular system. Now you need to study philology and history of words. Do we know what is secularism? Secularism means to build a godless society, a society that kicks out Allah, forbid. There must be no deen, no Allah, nothing. Religion is a private affair you keep in your house. So the emphasis is only on human rights minus divine rights, minus the rights of Allah. So Islam says your recipe, your prescription is good for nothing. Why is good for nothing? Easy example I give you. When we tell them, why don't you reintroduce the death penalty, they say again, their human rights. I ask them, what do you say, that lady there, that she's pregnant, and you gave her the right of abortion, to murder the fetus, so where's the human rights then? So this is the hypocrisy, understand. What Islam did? Islam said that when a husband passes away and the lady is conceived, she's pregnant, you cannot wind up the estate until and unless she gives birth, and we come to know male, female, twins, triplets, what all. See, Islam, human rights. Anyway, there's a separate topic. So the lesson Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving to the ummah. Sunday comes, still sahaba are very, very worried. Monday morning, Fajr time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is on a musalla. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hujra Mubarak, the curtains are open. The Master alayhi salam, Mubarak countenance, the Sahaba see. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, is thinking, the Master alayhi salatu salam has recovered. He goes backwards to make place. Ya Rasulallah, oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, this is your place. It does not behove me, I stand here in your place whilst you are here, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect and adab and love. The Master alayhi salam said, Atimmu salatakum. And the smile the Master alayhi salatu salam showed. Sahaba said, we were overjoyed because we thought that it is now the speedy recovery. But in reality, it turned out to be the last time they saw the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam, wa arkha sitra, and then the curtain fell. Sahaba went on with their daily chores and jobs. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went to the awali of Medina, the outskirts and so forth. Here inside the Hujra Mubarakah, the house of Siddiqah, Bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Hazrat Aisha says, I entered the room and my brother Abdul Rahman, the same brother with whom she performed the Umrah, he heard the miswak and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam looking at the miswak. So I, Siddiqah radiallahu anha, asked, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want miswak? So the Master alayhi salam gestured yes. She went, she chewed the miswak, softened it, and then she gave it to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And our mother Siddiqah says, this is my sharaf, this is my honor, this is my fadl. Even at that last juncture, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak mubusaq, his mubarak saliva and my saliva were joined even at the last juncture. Who can take this away? Our mother Siddiqah Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha goes with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says, in qata'a iqdun li, my necklace falls away. Got lost. I start looking. Sayyida Abu Bakr one day was so upset, you forever losing your necklace and so forth. But then, first time she lost, ayats of tayammum got revealed. Allah Ta'ala gave a blessing to the ummah. Second time the magnet necklace got lost, Allah revealed Surah Nur, 16 verses for Siddiq Hazrat Aisha. Usaid bin Hudayr, Sahabi came, he said, Ya Abu Bakr, I want to tell you something. If we do something, it comes in the Quran, and then we feel, you know, something might happen that Allah will warn us, you know. You, your daughter, you so beloved by Allah, she lost her necklace and Allah revealed verses in favor of the ummah. Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. Go open Sunan Nasa'i, you will find the hadith. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, now I saw the condition of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deteriorating. The glass was put, like the water, and the master alayhi salatu salam, dipping his mubarak fingers, and then sprinkling, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and the pangs of death. She says, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that I could feel and sense and perceive the difficulty Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through. And nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading. Now they know that this are not going to be the last moments. It is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year of the Hijrah. It is waqt al-duha, 9-10 o'clock. And now all the wives are coming. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives advice to all the honorable wives. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Hassanain. Oh, my Hassan and Hussein. Faqabbalahuma. He kisses them. The grandsons. So these are the incidents that took place the day the Master alayhi salatu salam is about to leave this world. Then Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving advice to the ummah again. As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing Almighty Allah, Allahumma ar-rafiq al-a'la. Allahumma ar-rafiq al-a'la. Before that, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice to Sahaba and said that Allah gave a servant, Abdan, a choice to come to Allah or to stay, and the servant, meaning Mustafa Habibuna himself, he chose to go to Almighty Allah. Fabaka Abu Bakrin. So now Bakr, when he said this, he wept and he cried. So Sahaba said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the slave, but we didn't realize he was speaking about himself. So now we came to know, وَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَعْلَمَنَا. Sayyidina Abu Bakr had the most knowledge amongst us. He knew exactly what was meant. Nevertheless, now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaning on the body of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body is leaning against. So she says, I made the Master alayhi salam so comfortable as far as possible. And the Master alayhi salam is reading. إلى الرفيق الأعلى. اللهم رفيق الأعلى. يا الله, take me to your highest court, majestic place, يا الله. And then the hands Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam dropped. And then I knew the Master alayhi salam had passed away. The tears were rolling. When Sayyida Fatima, the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entered, the Master alayhi salam called her. She was the only child alive at that time. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, come here my beloved Fatima, and whispered in her ear and said that you are Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, and you will be the first one to meet me from my family. Lo and behold, this happened in Rabiul Awwal, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha passes away in the same year during Ramadan. So for Bakat Fatima, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha weeps and cries. Sayyida Fatima, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. Look at Sayyida Fatima. Look at Sayyida Aisha. What did Sayyida Fatima say? She said, Ya Abata, Ya Abata, man ajaba rabban da'a. Oh my beloved father, you answered the call of Allah. Ya Abata, man jannatul firdaus ma'wa. Oh my beloved father, you are in the highest stages of Jannah. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel nan'a. We will announce to Jibreel that now wahi is finished. Your demise has taken place. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Allah said, you also will pass away and they also will die. Then she read poetry. What poetry Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha read? Me and you today, we will bury our father, we will bury our mother, and then afterwards, all the tension, conflict will start regarding the material wealth. Yan mansa dwert is anan mansa bruit. I want the Ferrari, I want the Porsche, I make he kape, make he. Sahaba say, Anas radiallahu anhu says, he's the Khadim, Umme Sulaim brought him, his mother, such an intelligent lady. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters Medina, people are bringing gifts and presents. She says, Ya Rasulallah, this is my son Anas, he's 10 years old, he will make your khidmat, he will run your errands for you. 10 years he made khidmat. He says, Anas radiallahu anhu, the day the Master alayhi salam entered Medina Munawwara, everything was shining, glittering, there was radiance and effulgence. And the day the Master alayhi salam closed his eyes, everything became azlam, so dark and lackluster. We did not know what is happening. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha then started the poetry. سبت علي مصائب لو أنها سبت على الأيام سرنا لياليا. Such a calamity has befallen me. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha states, had this calamity befallen the days should be transformed into nights. فَمَا ضَحِكَتْ قَتْتُ. In that 6 months, she did not smile. She was so sad. She was so grief-stricken. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Open Bukhari, the whole chapter is there. Now what happens? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. Sayyidina Umar, the Jalal of Umar, he says, how dare anybody say Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away? Nay, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Nabi Musa alaihi wasallam went and came back, he will come now. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is gone to Awali, the outskirts of Medina, the news spreads like fire. Sayyidina Abu Bakr comes, the man who has Jamal, Jalal, Kamal. So he's a man who was still very well composed. They put the cloth Mubarak on the Mubarak countenance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He removed the cloth, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He kissed the Master alayhi salam on the forehead and said, Tibta hayya wa mayta. Your life was pure, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your demise is also pure. O sons, O daughters, when your father passes away, it's a sunnah that you kiss your father on his forehead, dead before his burial. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the first janazah took place in Medina Munawwara, And after the hijrah, Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu passed away. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa inahu tazrifan, the Mubarak tears of the Master alayhi salam were rolling. فَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him. So remember that your friend, your son, your father passes away. We're not speaking now some, you know, today people got some hidden agenda also. So we're speaking about father, mother and so forth. So if you do that, that's fine, it's good. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq came to the masjid and he took over and read, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger, the greatest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. And before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam came and passed away. Obviously, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come again, the second coming and pass away. So then Sayyidina Umar says, that's the time this eye had struck the inner recesses of my heart. And I realized that now I have to accept the Master alayhi salatu wasalam's demise has taken place. Now how many issues? Who will give ghusl to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? Who will read the salatul janaza for the Master alayhi salam? Who will go down the grave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam? How will we may appoint the next khalifa? All these issues. So Mashura Wazal, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Fadl bin Abbas, Qutham bin Abbas, if you go to Uzbekistan, Qutham bin Abbas is buried there. Abbas radiallahu anhu is buried there in Baqi. So they, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is buried in Kufa. So they were in charge of the ghusl, but the clothes Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam were not removed. And thereafter, remember the kafan, three pieces of material, and janaza. How was the janaza salat read? Groups of 10 were made. Everybody came individually. 10 people, rijal, 10 men, came, performed janaza salat, salatul janaza individually, and went away. Next group 10. Then the children came. Then the women came. The whole ummah of Medina came in 10, asharan, and they read the salatul janaza individually of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Now the burial. Where do you bury the Mustafa, the beloved of Allah, selected of Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, I heard Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself teaching us, that way the Nabi passes away, so that is the place you bury the Master alayhi salam. What honor for Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the Master alayhi salatu salam rest in her room, Hujra Mubarak. Another distinction for Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Now we have to choose the Khalifa. Those of you, you go to Medina Munawwara, you will know